Good evening. Our Chachamim tell us, Lo nitna Torah l'malachei asharis, the Torah was not given to malachim. We are not angels, we are not perfect, we are not as great as the angels are, and therefore we're not expected to accomplish as much as they do. We're introduced to a malach in this week's parsha when Yaakov Avinu comes across the guardian angel of Esav. Life would be so much easier if things would go the way we'd like them to. As Rashi quotes the Medrash on next week's parasha, Bikesh Yaakov Leshev B'Shalva. Yaakov wanted to live in peace and in tranquility without any challenges, but Hashem wouldn't let him. Every juncture of his life was filled with frustrating challenges and difficulties from his brother and his uncle and his wives and his daughter and his sons. So the night before confronting his brother Esav for the first time in decades, Yaakov was met by a malach, Esav's guardian angel. The Torah tells us that the two fought throughout the night, and neither one was able to subdue the other. Finally, by the dawn's early light, the malach asked to be released. It was his time to sing Shira, and he had to go up to Shemayim to do his job of singing Shira, and he couldn't go if he's still busy fighting with Yaakov. So he asked Yaakov to let him go. Yaakov was not willing to let him go so quickly. He said, "I said, I'm not going to send you. I'm not going to let you go unless you give me a bracha." So the malach says to him, "What's your name?" He says, "My name is Yaakov." You're no longer going to be known just as Yaakov, and the name Yaakov comes from the word heel, trickery. The implication being that he got the brachas from Yitzchak through trickery and fooling. He says, "No, you're no longer Yaakov, Kim Yisrael. Why are you called Yaakov? Because you're going to be called Yisrael, because Sarisa Imelukim. Sarisa with Hashem and man." What does that mean? So the Targum translates Sarisa as you've become great. You become great before Hashem and before man, you succeeded. So the name Yisrael would translate as he who will be great before Hashem. Medrash Rabbah gives a different explanation. Medrash Rabbah says Sarisa means you struggled. You struggled with angels and with man, you succeeded. So the name Yisrael, according to the Medrash, means he who struggles with angels. So we have this contradiction. We have this machlokas. Does Yisrael mean one who struggles, or does it mean one who becomes great? I think it means both. We all know people who have gone through difficult times and have overcome adversity and become successful. We're inspired by these rags-to-riches stories of hard work and dedication. But these are often situations of not just poverty, but of tragedy. People like cancer survivors and heartbreak survivors and Holocaust survivors who pick up the pieces and keep on going. People who build new families and new lives. These are the people who are heroes and give us the motivation to keep going. And with this, I think we can understand Yaakov's, or rather the angel's reply to Yaakov. Yaakov asks him, "Okay, fine. So you asked me my name and you gave me a bracha, you changed my name. Vayishal Yaakov." So Yaakov asks, "Vayomer hagidu lo shemecha." He says, "You tell me your name." Vayomer, and the malach says, "Lamazet yishal ishmi. Why are you asking my name?" You ask a question and you answer with a question. That's not what exactly was the malach saying. So Rashi tells us that the malach was saying, there's no point in my telling you my name, because names of malachim change all the time depending upon our jobs. Names are very important things. I'm a male, and sometimes when people, they'll ask me, they'll consult me with what name they should give to their child. And the fact of the matter is, Chazal tell us that when a parent chooses a name for their child, it's done with Ruach HaKodesh. There is great spiritual significance in the name that's given to a person. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, he brought all the animals to Adam HaRishon, who gave him each names. And the name somehow summarized what that animal was all about. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought a dog to Adam, Adam said to Kelev. Now, what does kelev mean? Now, you and I know kelev means dog, but apparently there's something about the essence of a dog in the name kelev. There's something about the essence of a cow in the name parah. And he even named himself. He called himself Adam because he had been fashioned from the earth, from the Adama, reminding himself that despite his potential for spiritual greatness, there is also an earthy tendency in man which can bring him down. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked him, "Man, what about me? What's my name?" And he called Hashem Adon, meaning master. So a name encompasses everything that a person is about. Yaakov's essence was he was a Yisrael. He was Sarisael Imelokim, meaning two things. He struggled in his life. He had a lot of problems in his life, again, with the children and his brother and his father-in-law, all these tzaras that he got. And that, in fact, made him greater. So what happens when he asks the Malach his name? The Malach says, "Why are you asking my name?" What he's saying to him is, "Listen, Yaakov, you are a Yaakov, you are a Yisrael, Sarisael Imelokim. Me, I'm just a Malach." He says, "You know, we have no Yetzer Hara. We have no struggles in our lives. When we say, 'Lo nitna Torah l'malachei asharis,' the Torah wasn't given to Malachim. Well, Malachim don't have to work very hard." The Medrash tells us that when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim and the Malachim did not want to let him take the Torah, and Hashem said to him, "Well, you know, answer them." So he gave him several answers. One of the things he asked them was, you know, it says in the Torah, "Kaved et avicha ve et imecha." So he said to the angels, "You know, who's your dad? You know, do you have a mother and father? Do you have to be mechabed? So this doesn't apply to you." He says, "Well, signo, if you're not allowed to steal. Hey, you guys have a mortgage to pay? Do you have a struggle, a yetzer hara that you're going to have to go run and get money, that you're going to be challenged to steal? A malach will never steal because a malach doesn't need to steal because a malach has everything he needs. A malach will not do an aveira because a malach is a robot." And that, I think, is what the Malach was telling Yaakov Avinu. He says, "We have no names that define us because there's nothing in our lives and in our existence that is a struggle, that's a difficulty. We're programmed to do certain things, and we do them." And in that regard, perhaps the Malach was saying to Yaakov, "In that regard, you are greater than we are. Because, yes, we are perfect because nothing leads us away from perfection. We have no Yetzer Hara. You, on the other hand, have struggles. So in that regard, you're greater than we are. We should never ask Hashem to give us ordeals that test our faith and our fortitude. However, when life does get tough, we should try our hardest to use this as an opportunity to grow. We will never understand why Hashem does what he does. It's not within the scope of our mortal minds to comprehend the divine agenda. But it is the struggle to do so that makes us great." Thank you for listening. Have a good evening.
You're live.
Hello?
Hello?
You can go now. You're live. It's recording.
Recording?
Yes.
Wait, I already did this 10 minutes ago.
Oh, shoot. I'm sorry. I fell asleep. All right.